We're so glad you're with us today. We believe this will be an important time in your life. You can feel the presence and power of God as Jeannie shares His Word. Enter in and enjoy His love and compassion coming to you. Jeannie and John care about the challenges you're facing and the dreams and goals you have. So expect God's power to move and do a great work as Jeannie ministers and prays with you. Then, at the end of the broadcast, we'll tell you about the special gifts and resources we have for you. Here now is a word of power for you.
Hello, this is Jeannie Alcott. In this message, God is going to speak to your heart about His favor on your life. So what does it mean when the Bible talks about God's favor? There are multiple places in His Word where He says we have His favor. And that word entails such great meaning. It's God's support, His benefits, His protection for you. It means He's for you. He's your cheerleader. But much more than that, He doesn't just stand on the side and cheer for you. He can make you win the game. That's because of His favor. With it come privilege and approval. So, do you feel you're living in that favor? Do you recognize when it's operating for you? Are you making the most of it? That's what God's Spirit is going to help you do. As we hear His Word on favor, you'll be able to recognize when it's operating and make the most of it. In other words, live in the fullness of the favor of God. Doesn't that sound great? Live in the fullness of the favor of God. You may not realize this, but you have all the signs of God's favor on you. They're all over you. As you walk day in and day out, that favor is hovering over you and working for you. It goes before you, opening the doors, making provision. So the signs are all over you. You know how someone says about another person, they have all the signs of, and then they complete the sentence with something such as, they have all the signs of success on them. Or it can be something bad. They have all the signs of quitting on them. Well, you have the signs of favor on you. They are there. People can't see a physical sign, but they respond to the spiritual signs of favor on you. You have all the signs of a person of favor. Ooh, that's good. You have the signs of a person of favor. That favor causes things to happen when you have a need or you're trying to fulfill what God has for your life. Let me tell you what happened to one woman. John, my husband, came home one day from the grocery store, and he was telling me about this encounter he had at the grocery store. It really touched my heart. There was a woman in front of him at the checkout desk, and she had a baby in the basket. When she tried to pay for all her groceries, her credit card was rejected. So she started taking some food out of her basket to see if she could get it down to enough that she could maybe pay for it. All of a sudden, John said to the person checking her out and to this mother, "Oh, let me get this." And he proceeded to pay for all the groceries. This woman was in awe as she looked at him in disbelief. To think there was someone who would be willing to do that? So she said, "Oh, you don't have to do that." But John said that God had blessed him, and so he was blessing her. And that's when she thanked him and prayed for God to bless him for it. She was able to get all the food she had to have. Turns out she was a believer, and the signs of favor were on her, and that's why John responded to her need. It was God operating for her and putting her in a position where she could be taken care of. We can't see the signs of favor on us in the physical realm, but that's okay, because in the spiritual realm, it's as if you have neon signs around you, and those neon signs are flashing. Favor, favor. Just think of that. Signs around you flashing. Favor. And this is what draws it into your life. Those signs draw acceptance, kindness, advantages, benefits, support, accomplishment, all the things that come together to mean favor. Because those flashing signs are all around you in the spirit, it enables you to receive and achieve what God has for you. That mother and her baby were taken care of that day because even if John couldn't see physical signs of favor, they were there in the spirit. And the Spirit of God was causing him to respond, to pay for her groceries. That's how the favor of God works. Unusual, amazing, unexpected events happen for us. That's because we have all the signs of favor. The man Moses is a perfect example of this in the Bible. The story of him in Exodus chapter 4 shows how God has signs in our life so His favor will operate for us. For what Moses must do, he sure had to have favor. The same goes for you. For what you must do and what you need in your life to be fulfilled, you need favor, and God has it for you. This is the story of when Moses saw the burning bush, and God spoke to him and said he was sending him to Pharaoh to bring his people, the people of Israel, out of Egyptian bondage. Now at the time, he's on the backside of the desert tending sheep, and before then, he was in trouble in Egypt and can't go back. No favor. There isn't any way he can accomplish what God said he can do. And that's true. He couldn't without favor. But God is telling him he has it. And to show him he has the favor so he can get the job done, he gives Moses several signs, physical signs that would prove the spiritual signs of favor were on him. And God does that sometimes. He has something happen so people will respond to the spiritual favor on you. So as soon as Moses said the people would object and not trust him and not hear a word he said, God said back to him, "What's that in your hand?" And Moses said, "A staff." It was a shepherd's staff he used for his job. So God said for him to throw it on the ground. When Moses did, the staff became a snake. So he jumped back and ran from it. But then God said for him to reach out and grab it by the tail. Grab the snake by the tail? Moses obeyed. I'm amazed at that. He reached down and grabbed it. When he did, it became a staff again. That would be the first sign to the people that he has the favor of God to bring them out of Egypt, and they can believe him. But if they wouldn't believe that sign, God went on to give him another one. He said for Moses to put his hand inside his garment. He did, and then when he took out his hand, there was a leprosy all over it, white as snow. God then said for him to put his hand back in his garment, and when he pulled it back out, his hand was okay, no disease. That was the second sign. Then God said if they aren't convinced of his favor by the first sign or the second sign, then he was to go take some water out of the Nile River and pour it on dry land. As soon as it hit the ground, God said it would turn to blood. That would be the final sign of God's favor. Moses would be speaking for God, and the people must hear him if they wanted to be set free and blessed. Now, those signs had meaning, each one of them. The first sign of the snake was about the symbol of a snake that was worn on the crown of the Pharaoh of Egypt. It was supposed to demonstrate royal and divine power. Yet here was Moses with the power from God to turn a staff into a snake and pick it up by the tail as if he's picking up the tail of Egypt and controlling it. And then that snake turns back to a staff. That shows the power of God over the power of Egypt. The second sign of the hand becoming diseased and then whole and well was a sign of healing coming to the people. The final sign of water from the Nile River turning to blood, I believe that's a twofold symbol. First, it represents God's control over the most important source of water for the Egyptians. They had great dependence on that river to be sustained, and God was demonstrating that he could control and have power over it. But the blood was also a symbol of what was to come, the blood of Jesus that could redeem the people. So God was giving Moses everything he must have in order to show the signs of favor on him. That was so the people would believe and follow him into freedom. Whatever God is asking you to accomplish as he was Moses, and whatever your need is as that woman had in the grocery store, God puts his signs of favor on you so you can accomplish and receive what he has for you. Don't go around believing that you don't have enough influence or ability or resources. Hey, if you have the favor of God, that's all you need. He will take care of the rest. His signs of favor on you will be so strong that people will respond to you. You're walking in the favor of God. So don't start taking inventory of what you don't have or what you can't do, or of the opposing power operating around you, or of your need of support or acceptance or approval. All those things, now hear this, all those things will come into alignment because of the favor of God on you. So believe it is there, and then go beyond that. Don't just believe it's there, but expect to see a response to it. In other words, expect people and events and conditions to respond to the favor so you can see God's will done. You can see the promises in his word fulfilled, and therefore your life is fulfilled. You see the favor of God operate so you can operate. You can accomplish what's in your heart. You can see blessings come and good things happen. Oh yes, all the signs are there. All the signs of your success in God. So we're going into our time of prayer right now, and here's what we can do. We can make sure your neon signs are working. We don't want disbelief to darken those signs, to take the power out of the signs of favor. But as we pray and we have faith, those signs of favor become bright. And that's when the favor of God can operate in your behalf. So let's pray now. Oh God, there is so much. Yes, you're showing my spirit. There is so much yet for you to accomplish for my friend. You want to see things happen for their life, but they must have your favor. So right now, by our faith, we turn on the signs of favor. We say we believe, and that turns the signs of favor on. We believe you surround them and place upon them the favor for accomplishment, benefits, blessings, support, and protection. Those are surrounding them because your spirit is surrounding them, and therefore people will respond to it. The enemy tries to darken the signs. Oh, but this day, because of our faith in you, the signs of favor are bright. They are bright, and they're causing your blessings to come in so many ways, so they can expect to see answers of favor, miracles of favor, doors of favor open, favor to accomplish and fulfill what's in their heart. Oh, great things are about to happen. All the signs are there. Hallelujah. So we believe it and receive it for their life. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God, all the signs of great things happening are there. Now we believe for everything God spoke in that prayer to come into being. Hey, God doesn't speak without action. He spoke to Moses for a specific purpose. He moved in behalf of that woman who was in need for a specific purpose. And he is speaking to you now so you can receive his favor. And John and I want to pray for God's favor over your life. This is why we encourage you to get in touch with us. Tell us how you need to see the favor of God work for you. We're going to pray for signs of favor to be seen on you. Then others will respond to that. So as soon as we hear from you, we'll pray and intercede and speak God's favor over you from his word. We also want to write to you and encourage your spirit and give you words from the Spirit of God. So let us hear from you soon. Okay, I want to give you some words to speak out over your life. This is your spiritual power line. As you speak these words of power, they go into the spiritual realm, and that's where God can bring them to pass. So go around off and on all day saying to yourself, I have the favor of God. I have the favor of God. And to show you how you can see that favor operate in your life, be sure to get this message. We'll send you all 5 parts of it and the prayer times. Just request, You Have the Favor of God. It's offer number AM853. That's 853. You can receive a CD of it for a gift of $8 into the ministry. Or you can get a download of it from our website for a gift of $5. Just call or write or go to talcottministries.org. Our announcer, Barry, will give you more information. And we encourage you, when you're at our website, get ministered to. We've got some videos there that are short, but oh my goodness, they're so powerful. You will be touched. They will inspire your faith. You can watch these videos on our website, youtube.com, or Facebook. All right, join me again tomorrow. Be in the presence and anointing of God. Can't wait to be with you. God bless you. This is Jeannie Alcott.
What a great time in God we had. His anointing has now been imparted to you, and his word is working to help and bless you. Jeannie and John are here to cover you with prayer and speak words from God over your life. So get in touch with us by calling 918-459-9191 or write to Alcott Ministries, Post Office Box 3400, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, 74013. Or go to our website at alcottministries.org. Jeannie and John want to receive your prayer requests and offer you special gift resources and also encourage you with our devotionals and inspirational videos. Now, let us know today that you want to request a copy of this message and know that you delight the heart of God as you give into this ministry, and He promises to give back to you in every way. Join us next time to receive a word of power.